It's time for the news.
Welcome to Pro Wrestling's Best News for June 2nd, 2023. WWE Hall of Famer Ron Simmons will receive the Cauliflower Alley Club's 2023 Lou Thesz Art Abrams Lifetime Achievement Award. The Cauliflower Alley Club's website says, "This distinguished honor celebrates Simmons' extraordinary contributions to the wrestling industry, his exemplary sportsmanship, and his remarkable journey from the football field to becoming a wrestling legend." Simmons will be formally presented with the award at the Cauliflower Alley Club's annual reunion this August. You can read more on this story at WrestlingInc.com. WWE is including contract clauses in their arena agreements lately that limits some of the time frames that those arenas can host AEW events in, according to the most recent Wrestling Observer newsletter. While not an outright ban, these clauses seek to limit the number of weeks before and after a WWE event that an arena would be allowed to host an AEW event. The clauses also reportedly seek to prohibit the arenas from announcing, advertising, or selling tickets to the AEW shows until after the WWE event has completed. You can read more on this story at ringsidenews.com. AEW released more details this week about their soon-to-be-released video game, Fight Forever. AEW revealed that all game pre-orders will come with a free Matt Hardy downloadable content pack that will include the Matt Hardy and Broken Matt Hardy characters. In addition, three other packs of downloadable content will be made available, including the FTR Revival Pack featuring Dax Harwood and Cash Wheeler, the Limitless Bunny Bundle including Keith Lee and The Bunny, and the Hookhausen Very Handsome, Very Evil pack, which provides players with Hook and Danhausen. Both the FTR Revival and Limitless Bunny downloadable content packs also include a pair of additional mini-games to add to the existing selection of playable mini-games. You can read more on this story at WrestlingInc.com. A rare John Cena WWE trading card broke the all-time record for sale price on the PWCC marketplace last week. The 2022 Panini Black Prism WWE trading card of Cena sold for $17,100, breaking the previous record set last month of a Dwayne The Rock Johnson card that sold for $12,600. You can read more on this story at ringsidenews.com. That's Pro Wrestling's Best News for today. Please subscribe to the Spanish Announce Table at SpanishAnnounceTable.net to get daily content like this news, podcasts, match reviews and suggestions, and more delivered right to your inbox.